Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Interview of 2018, Tahina with I Believe. Turn your radios up because this is most definitely real gospel.
I believe in you, Almighty God.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this. She inspires me. When I listen to your song, Tahina, I am just so inspired by your music. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. So I pronounced your name correctly, Tahina. That's how it's pronounced. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did. Correct.
Because it's spelled Thaina. So what is that? What's the originality of the song, of your name?
Actually, I don't really know. You know, it's just Tahina. I never really look at it to really know the true meaning of it, but that's just my name.
All right. So I detect a small accent there. Where are you from?
I'm from Haiti.
Yes,
I was born in Haiti, raised in New York. Yes.
Raised in New York. That's where I was raised. What part of New York?
Well, Queens, New York.
Queens. Well, as we say, New York.
Yes.
But I'm from Brooklyn, so you know. Yeah. So
I lived in Brooklyn for like 2 years.
Oh, really? Yeah. I lived in Bed-Stuy. What part of Brooklyn did you live in?
Around Church Avenue, like East 18th Street.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. That's excellent. So, for those individuals who do not know who you are, and that you're an inspirational. I say inspirational because when I listen to your music, I feel inspired by you. So, introduce yourself to the listeners. Let them know a little bit about whom you are, we talked about where you come from, but how did you first come into Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and how did you end up with the record deal? Talk to us.
Right. Basically, I've always have God in my life. I've always been a believer in Christ. But you know how you grow up, you know, you kind of like drift away, you make the wrong turn, you know, make the wrong choices in life. And it was until like maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I was going through a lot of things in my life, and that was a call of my life. And you know how God allowed you to go through things in life, and it turns out to be blessings in disguise. And that's what happened for me. I was in the bottom, you know, worst time of my life. And then you know what? I had to make a choice, and I chose God. And I chose God. That was my choice, to surrender everything to Him, give Him full control of everything that I said or do. I let Him order my steps before I take it, you know. And I believe He's God Almighty. He has changed my life. You know, through Christ, I've known by surrender everything through Him. I know who I am. I'm a child of God. And I let him be in control. That's the only way.
Yeah.
You know.
So who first introduced you to Christ? Was it your parents?
Yes, my mother.
Okay. Okay. Any of them in ministry?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
So how did you get involved in music?
Music, well, ever since I was like a child, I've always had great interest in art, like music and especially dancing. Uh-huh. And I was in college. I was in LaGuardia Community College. My counselor. Yes. I had an article that had to do with shoes, where I had to brainstorm and write about shoes. And I did such a great job. And she called me and she was like, you know, you have a talent for writing. You know, I was like, writing? I'm like, no, I'm just learning how to speak English. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, writing? No, I don't think I'm interested in writing. She was like, no, really, really. I've seen what you did with Brainstorm and the article of a shoe, and I like what you did, and it's excellent. And you should consider, you know, writing. You know, I was like, really? And, you know, it stuck into my mind, and I was like, you know what? I don't see me writing be that the focus of what I want to do as a hobby, writing. I was like, you know, I love music. Maybe I'll write about music since I'm great in brainstorming. So that's exactly what took me from point A to point B. And I started writing music. I have a previous album. It's called Night Rose, which is alternative music, like a soul, neo-soul type of music, you know. But I finally find my true purpose of the blessing that the Lord, the ability that the Lord has blessed me to write, and it's through inspired people, and it's to change lives. And that's when I appreciate my ability, my gift, my blessing from God to be a writer. And it's just much more than just being an art. It becomes a life, you know, saving blessing that the Lord has, you know, given me. And that's my writing. I use my writing to transcend, you know, to bring people closer, to deliver a message. because as I was going through my transition, God spoke to me through music. Mm. It doesn't matter what I was going to do, the right music just comes up. I was like, Lord Jesus, I hear you. Yes, it's just like, whoa. And yeah, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now. You know, I write, and before I write anything, I says, Lord, have your way. You know, order the words. You know, what do you want me to write? What is the message that you want me to give out? You know?
Well, and that's amazing. Now, how did you end up connecting with Huggy Bear, James Huggins? How did that happen?
Oh, James Huggins, he's my friend. He is my best friend. We've met way back when I was doing alternative music in Manhattan. And we did record a couple of other songs that we worked on together. And James always believed in my writing. Even when I feel like, I don't text him, he was like, no. You are such a great writer. You know, don't give up. I'm like, okay. He's like, he always encouraged me. He's like a strength behind my, you know, ability to write. You know, he's always there for me. And this is how we met. And very respectable person. You know, and James is like a brother to me. I really have one of the greatest respect for him and his family. And that's how we met. And we always keep in touch. And whatever I'm doing with my music, James is always the first one that's always there. And James was there when I was trying to promote my other album, my first album. It's mm-hmm. called Night Road. He was there for me. He was always there. I would not take any step towards my music without dealing with James. It's either Tahina, it's good, or Tahina, it's no good. Yeah.
So who wrote this? Who wrote I Believe? Who wrote most of it? Because the CD project, for those who don't know, is called Be Still. And
Be Still.
So I have a feeling that that has to do with some scripture about God. I just have a feeling. But your hit single, I Believe, who wrote that and who also penned some of Be Still?
I do. I wrote everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything. Yeah.
What's the testimony behind the penmanship?
You know what? Basically, what I want to tell people is just like, you have to believe. Life itself is like sitting in a classroom. It's test after test after test. And in order for you to climb, to go to the next step, you have to pass. And we will always be faced with challenges in life. And that's a journey that we have to go through. To end up on the other side, we have to go through that journey. And I tell people, you have to believe. You have to learn how to surrender. You have to let God lead. There's no other way about it. There is no halfway. There is no 99.9%. It's got to be 100%. And I believe totally, truly means I believe. I believe means, you know, I could be going through the worst aspect of your life. Just believe, knowing that God is there with you. You know, accept His choice. And this is where I'm at right now. I accept everything. Everything. Whether if I, God forbid, I break my legs, it's Lord, you're all aware of it. Give me the strength to hop on the other leg. You're letting me go. There is a reason. There is a purpose behind it. I believe. I surrender. I accept your decision. You know, I accept you leading my life. Whatever comes with it, I accept. You know, I just want to tell people that it doesn't matter what you're going through. You know, you may ask God for a Rolls Royce, but He ended up giving you a 1998 Chevy. But you know what? It's going to take you from point A to point B. Be grateful. And we also have to know that God doesn't work on our time, but He works upon His time. And in between that time, there's a lot of lessons that you have to be, you know, to be learned.
Amen. Are you preaching and teaching anywhere? Because, you know, if I'm just listening to you speak, I'm like, you know, somebody somewhere should have you speaking at their Women's Day program or bringing a message or something like that. So, you know, I'm just astounded about your ability to be able to pen great music and also your incredible anointing to speak God's word over people.
You know, I do a lot of praying with people that are at the hospital. I do some hospice sometimes, and I do the friends sometimes. I speak sometimes at my church, really, among the church members, not so much to the whole congregation, but through individuals, and I strengthen them, you know. I deliver whatever God wants me to deliver to them, and I also teach them so much how to pray. If you want to pray, you want result, you have to have a clean heart. You have to be humble. We have to learn not to speak for ourselves, but let God speak. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, we can speak, but be wisely. Let your word be ordered by God. Don't just see yourself first. And I tell people, no one, that don't just see you and me having a conversation. You have to know God is present us all the time. Once you believe you are always in the presence of the Lord, then you're going to start practicing righteousness, your words, your decision. And that's always going to maintain, keep you on a steady, right path. And I tell people that. And I tell people, don't think you're going to ask God, you know, for Monday to come right now and then you sell on Wednesday. No. You know, don't expect to snap your finger for the Lord to just snap. It doesn't go like that. You have to earn it. I cannot get up and say, today I'm going to be a heart surgeon. It takes step. It takes studying. It takes years. It takes experience. It's the same thing to have faith, you know. And that's what I tell people. You have to humble. You have to let God eliminate the blade from our mouth. Because you cannot have a sharp tongue. Amen. You know, and don't be judgmental. Let judgment for God himself. Amen. Because we are not better than any. You know, we all are love. We all are God's children. God does not create it ugly. So who am I to call somebody ugly? If somebody does something wrong to you, don't even talk about it. Talk to Christ, because only Christ possesses the power to change. Do not criticize. And I tell people, behind praying, it's not just praying, asking for my child to be better. I have 3 beautiful children. And yes, there are some friends that I don't like when they hang out. I don't just pray for my children to be better. I also pray for those children to be better. I pray for the spirit of those children to hear God, to have God in their lives so they can be better parents, you know. And I tell people, don't just pray for yourselves and your family. We also have to pray for those who doesn't have the ability to call upon God, for God to be in their life, intercede in their behalf. And that's what basically I tell people, you know. Is it easy? No, it's not easy, you know. But you know what? It's not about me saying it's not easy. It's about God's will that have to be done, and it has to be done. If we want to earn and have eternal life, we cannot enter God's kingdom with any grain of salt, darkness, evil, you know, or negative in our heart and our soul. We have to be totally clean. We have to be born again.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. There she is, the prophetic one, Tahina. And her latest single was Be Still. And you know, the CD project is, I'm sorry, the latest single is, I believe, but the album is called Be Still. And so where can the listeners find out more about you and how to reach you and get your CD project and all that good stuff?
They could visit me on my website. I am Tahina Music, or TahinaMusic.com. They could download my music at iTunes, CDBaby.com, Amazon. And they could also contact, you know, James Huggy there for any further information, you know, any shows, anything. They could always contact James.
Amen.
All the information is on my website. Yeah.
Amen. And remember, everyone, her name is spelled Tahina. So Tahina. And that's just amazing. And anybody you want to give a shout out to, your church family, what's the name of your church that you attend?
The name of my church is in Bolden, New York. It's called Northside Church.
Northside Church. And who's the pastor?
Pastor Patrick Francis.
All right. And so do you know the address and the website in case someone is in the area in Queens and they want to
stop by? It's in Bolden.
Oh, it's in Bolden.
It's in Bolden, New York, Nassau County. It's 841 Merrick Avenue in the town of Bolden in New York. I'm in Nassau County, in Long Island, Bolden.
Okay, way up there in Nassau. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. So I really appreciate you taking time out to share your personal testimony and encouraging the listeners, and just can continue to make great gospel music. And I know I don't have to tell you this, but you're doing a tremendous job, and you have nothing but our love and support from all of us here. And if there's
anything
that we can ever do to continue to support you, do not hesitate to let us know. So for those of you listening right now, or you other program directors and all you music directors, and you know, reach out to her. She's doing a tremendous work for the kingdom, and support her, because you can listen to her personal testimony and tell how much she enjoys writing, how much she enjoys speaking, and how much she loves the Lord. And you can't go wrong with Tahina. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend.
You're also welcome for having me. Thank you.
The Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next. Get your vote in right now for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour, the first one of the new year. I know, right? Real Gospel with the X-Men on Facebook and Real Gospel X-Men Twitter.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men.